Good morning. We are now going to start our new topic on Parshas Vayigash. We're going to talk about various aspects of Tfilas HaDerech. And the connection to the Parsha is when Yosef instructs his brothers, go back to Mitzrayim after Yosef revealed himself and said, go back, bring this food and bring your families down. And he says, Al tir gezu badarech. Literally, don't get agitated along the way, or maybe don't let the derech, the way, get agitated at you. So the Gemara says as follows, Yosef said to his brothers, don't get involved in learning halacha bi'iyun as you are going back, because if you get too involved in the intricacies of the halacha, you're not going to pay attention to the way you're traveling. It's going to be a difficult travel then. There's going to be agitation along the way, and you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to be paying attention to what you should be paying attention. So from here, we have the concept of the derech potentially being a sakana, being dangerous. We say tefillas haderech accordingly, and obviously we have to be careful how we travel, not being on our cell phones and smartphones, and not getting distracted, because indeed, even when walking, not only when driving, but when walking as well, it can be a real sakana. So we're going to talk about various aspects of tefillas haderech. We're going to start with the source in Gemara, the Gemara in Brachos, Chav Tes Amud Beis, of tefillas haderech, that Eliyahu Hanavi says as follows, Keshata yotze laderech, when you go out laderech to take a trip, what do you do? Himalech bekonech vetzei. You should, himalech, Rashi explains as follows, you should litol reshus me'akodesh baruch hu. You should ask permission for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to go on the trip, and only thereafter should you go. And that the Gemara there asks, what does that mean, himalech bekonech vetzei? What is that concept there? So the answer in the Gemara is Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Zot Tfilas HaDerech. This is Tfilas HaDerech, say Tfilas HaDerech before going on your trip. And then Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda continues, Kol HaYotze LaDerech, anyone who goes out on a trip, Tzarech Lispalel Tfilas HaDerech, has to say Tfilas HaDerech. So the Gemara continues and asks, what is Tfilas HaDerech? And it brings a nusach very similar to the nusach of our Tfilas HaDerech, Yosom Yifanecha, Hashem Elokai, v'chulei. And it ends off with Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tfilah, just like we end our Bracha Shema Kaleinu in the Shemona Esrei, Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tfilah. That is how we complete the Bracha of Tfilas HaDerech. So to get back to Rashi's comment, what does it mean when you're going to take a tref himalech bekonech vetzei, ask reshus from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and thereafter travel? So we have a question on that. What does that mean, you should ask permission? Why doesn't the Gemara simply say when you go out, when you're going on a trip, daven, say tefillas haderech and go? What's this concept of asking reshus? And in addition, are we waiting to get a response from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? How do we get the response ever? So in fact, the Tzlach asks these questions, and he says as follows, Diyira im shkura tefillas ha-befiv, you should see if when you're davening, when you're saying your tefillas haderech, you should see if it comes out smoothly, so you will know that you have reshus from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you should go on your trip. However, if you don't feel that your davening is going smoothly, you can tell that you don't have reshus from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to go on the trip, and accordingly, you should refrain from going. But then the Tzlach continues and says, that works fine for certain people like Rabbi Hanina ben Dusa and his Chaverim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to their tefillah and immediately gave them feedback if their tefillah was going to be responded to in a positive way or negatively. I'm going to say yes, I'm going to say no. But for the rest of us who don't have that immediate response back, what do we do? So the Tzlach answers for the rest of us, what we should be doing is when we say Tfilas HaDerech, we say it in plural tense, B'lashon Rabim. In other words, we include ourselves when we're saying the Tfilas HaDerech with the rest of the Tzibur, everyone else who is going to be taking a trip. And accordingly, because we're davening not only for ourselves, but for everyone else who is taking a trip, the Zchus HaRabim, the merit of the Rabbin, should be protect us for our tefillah to be accepted. Now, the Birkas Yehoshua says something fascinating based on the Alshech. He says that how do you know when embarking on a project or making a decision that a Kodesh Baruch Hu indeed wants you to do that or doesn't want you to do that? So he says the test, the litmus test is as follows. How do you know if something is the ratzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that we should act in that fashion? Im lav or not? So start what you are thinking about doing. And if you start and you feel comfortable with the decision, that is the Ratzon HaBorei. However, if you're not comfortable with that decision, you start doing it and it doesn't feel right, then that's not the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says the same thing from that Alshech applies in this context of Tfilas HaDerech, that once you start your travel, see, does it feel right or it doesn't feel right? And if it feels right, then continue. If it doesn't feel right, you can say that's not the Ratzon HaBorei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is effectively not giving me reshus to go, and I should not go. But he asks as follows. He says, that's very nice. You're supposed to start your travel. But the Gemara says, when you're about to travel, himalech mekonech vitzeh, ask permission. In other words, you're supposed to do something. This permission is supposed to be before you go on your trip. So he says as follows. The concept is, alken yaschil yispalot tfilas haderech. What you should do is you should start to daven tfilas haderech, because that's the beginning of your trip. So you are making a pula, you are making an act prior to going, and you should see if you feel comfortable. It's not that we're going to, on our levels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer and respond to us and say, is my tefillah coming out properly? It's not. But we have to look internally and see, are we comfortable when we're saying the tefillah sederach to go on this trip or not? When we're davening, at least, we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should I go on this trip or not? Tefillah sederach. Should, if we feel comfortable that with that decision, then indeed we should go. So that's his response. So just one more point. Along these lines, the Or Chaim was asked the following question. He actually records the following question that the Maharam Rutenberg was asked by his students. Why does the Tfilah Saderech have a chosem? At the end of it, it says Baruch, but at the beginning, it does not say Baruch. Typically, a bracha has to start with Baruch, at least start with Baruch, and so oftentimes, if it's a longer bracha, it's going to start and end with Baruch. For example, Asher Yatzar. It starts with Baruch, Baruch at Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Yatzar, and it ends with a Baruch at the end. Same with Alam Echya, Baruch at Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Alam Echya V'Kalkala, and then it ends off with Baruch at the end. So how about Tfilas HaDerech? It starts with Yihi Ratzon, not with Baruch, and it ends with Baruch at the end. Why doesn't it start with Baruch? So the Maharami Rutenberg says as follows, that when he says Tfilas HaDerech, he is so mechit, he places it, he says it next to one of the Birkos HaShachar. In other words, although it starts with Yihi Ratzon and not Baruch, what he does is he puts it as a bracha smucha lecharverta. He puts it next to another bracha that has a Baruch at the end of it, or the whole thing is a Baruch. Baruch, it's a short bracha. Baruch at Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nasan L'Sechvi v'chule. And he would say the bracha Yihi Ratzon and the Tfilas HaDerech right afterward, and accordingly, it effectively is being somech. It's relying on the bracha, the Baruch of the bracha prior to it. So the question is, why did the Maharami Rutenberg specifically be somech? Why did he specifically say Tfilas HaDerech after one of the brachas in Birkas HaShachar? Why didn't he simply say it by itself when he was going to travel? He'll say it later. Why is he saying it in the context of davening after specifically one of the Birkas HaShachar? So the answer is possibly like this. The Maharami Rutenberg did not view Tfilas HaDerech as a simple request for protection when going on a dangerous trip. That was not the concept of the Tfilas HaDerech, or at least it was not the sole concept, but rather he followed in line with the view of Rashi, that the concept of Tfilas HaDerech is consulting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting consent, consulting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and getting advice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is this advisable for me to go on this trip, or is it not advisable? And accordingly, he would say the Tfilas HaDerech, which is not a request for protection, but it's an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a trip. He puts it with the rest of the Tfilos and the Brachos that deal with our connection, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So those are the Birkos HaShachar, and accordingly he was of the view that the Tfilas HaDerech is along the same vein. And accordingly, because it goes in the same direction of the Birkos HaShachar, the deal with that connection we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shkacha of involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, he felt that it belonged together with the other Birkos HaShachar, and not that it was simply a Bakasha request for protection when going on the trip. And in Mir Tzashem, we will continue on this concept of Bracha Smucha LeCharverta. Indeed, do we, when we say Tfilas HaDerech, have to put it next to another bracha because it doesn't say start with Baruch? So indeed, is that an obligation of us that when we're saying the Tefillas Derech, we should make sure to say another bracha right before it. Have a wonderful day.